de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk about a book called Soulless by Gail Carriger. And today it's a little bit steampunk. Now, Soulless was first published in 2009 by Orbit Books. Now, what is steampunk, I hear you ask? Well, my personal definition of steampunk is that it is a science fiction genre based in the Victorian era, but with anachronistic technology, generally steam-powered or clockwork. It's full of the usual Victorian clichés, but with a little bit of science fiction thrown in for fun. So examples in pop culture include the films Wild Wild West from 1999, or the Japanese anime Howl's Moving Castle, or the comic series The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. But Gail Carriger's book isn't just steampunk. It's also filled with vampires and werewolves and quite a bit of romance. And so Soulless can be categorised as a steampunk paranormal romance book. Like last week with Anno Dracula, Soulless takes place in an alternative history Victorian London, where vampires and werewolves are accepted as members of high society. And like Anno Dracula, Soulless and Gail Carriger have influenced me in my other life as a writer. So let's talk about the book. Our heroine Alexia Tarabotti is not having a good night. The ball is rather boring, and as she tries to get a quiet moment to herself by hiding in her favourite place, the library, she's rudely accosted by a vampire. It could have gone a lot worse from here for Alexia, but the vampire didn't know that Alexia doesn't have a soul. She's not undead, she's a living, breathing human, she's just born without a soul. Now, Alexia's lack of soul is a fact that she generally keeps to herself, because she already has plenty of other crosses to bear. She's a 27-year-old spinster and half-Italian, and is known for speaking her mind. Her mother and stepsisters rarely approve, and they would not be happy if they discovered that Alexia accidentally killed the vampire in the library during the ball. And if Alexia thought her day could not get any worse, the awful but rather sexy alpha werewolf Lord Macon is sent by Queen Victoria to investigate the death of the vampire. In the days that follow the ball, more vampires go missing, and soon everyone thinks that Alexia is the culprit. So she has to take it upon herself to find the real felon. But will her soulless status prove helpful, or just another social faux pas? Now, Soulless is wickedly witty and laugh-out-loud funny, written in a Jane Austen, P.J. Wodehouse, 19th century style, with sexy werewolves and vampires in amongst balls and calling cards of Victorian London high society. Alexia is a strong-minded, independent and foolhardy heroine. She's not afraid to get into scrapes, and she's a lady who likes cake and also knows how to wield a parasol. Rather than your stereotypical sexy supermodel heroine, Alexia feels more real. She's got curves and a generous nose, and her skin is considered dark by Victorian high society standards. Now, in Soulless, the plot moves really quickly as she gets deeper into the supernatural world of London and tries to investigate the disappearing vampires, plus distract herself from the horrible but delicious Lord Macon, and also elude a bunch of mad scientists. Now, there's a little more romance and hanky-panky than I usually go for. I'm not generally a fan of love stories. But Soulless is great fun and so clever, with a mix of humour, steampunk and paranormal romance, alongside murder investigations with fights and action scenes. Now, Solus is the first in the Parasol Protectorate series of five books, which includes Changeless, Blameless, Heartless, and Timeless, all featuring Alexia Tarabotti, and it's also a manga adaptation of Solus. So if you like witty banter, 19th century literature, sexy Scottish alpha male werewolves, mysteries and treacle tart, then I heartily recommend you take a look at Solus. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.